Hello, my name is Mary. I'm calling with National Opinion Service. We are conducting a survey today and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and nation. Does anyone in your household work for news media outlets, including print, radio, internet, blog, or television stations?
No.
Thank you so much. And let me ask you, are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
My race?
Yes, ma'am.
African American.
Thank you so much. And I know it is still a long way up, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for President and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
Definitely vote.
Thank
definitely.
You so much. And what is your age, just for statistical purposes?
70.
Thank you so much. And would you say that the upcoming 2024 elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
About the same.
Thank you so much. And let me ask you, what makes you feel the way about the importance of the voting in this election?
What did you say?
What makes you feel that way about the importance of voting in this election?
Because I want the candidate that I like to win. My favorite.
Okay. Thank you so much. And let me ask you, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something?
Democrat. Democrat.
Thank you. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Very strong Democrat, especially now.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
What did you say?
Do you approve or disapprove the way
approve.
Joe Biden? Okay.
I
and
approve.
Would you say you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you so much. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm very satisfied.
Thank you, ma'am. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economy situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting about the same.
Thank you. Thinking more broadly about the upcoming election, what do you think the election should be most about? You may choose two options. Could be growing opportunities for everyone to get ahead and thrive, not going back to the Trump years of division and chaos, stopping the Supreme Court from rolling back our rights and freedoms, protecting and preventing our democracy and freedoms, tackling inflation and improving the economy, stopping the destructive policy agenda of Project 2025, bringing in new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president, combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism.
Well, that's a lot to remember, but I'm thinking, what's the one you said about the first African-American?
Bringing new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president.
Yeah, that's the one I'm saying.
Okay, and if you may choose another one, it's okay.
And the first one, I think it was the first one I heard. Read it, please.
Okay. Yeah, growing opportunities for everyone to get ahead
right.
and thrive. Perfect.
Right.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Let's start with Democrats in Congress from 0 to 100. How would you rate them?
I'm going to say 80 because I don't know everybody.
Okay. Thank you. What about Joe Biden?
I'm going to give him an 85.
Perfect. And the next one is Kamala Harris.
I'll give her a 90.
90, okay. The next one is Jill Stein.
Jill who?
Jill Stein.
I don't know that person. I don't.
Okay. What about Donald Trump?
0.
Thank you.
You said what? Wait a minute. You said 100 is very good, right?
Mm-hmm. 100 is that you feel very favorable about that person, and 0 means that you're not favorable at all.
0.
Okay. The next one is Republicans in Congress.
I'll give them a 10. I don't know it. I don't know. 10.
Okay.
There's a few good ones, but I don't know them.
Okay. The next one is Project 2025.
What is that about, Project 25?
I don't have the specific answer here. I just have the name of the project. But if you never heard of them, we could leave it as it is.
Okay.
Okay, the next one is Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
I'll give him a 50. I don't.
50, okay. The next one is J.D. Vance.
I don't know him.
Okay. Thank you so much, and I know it is still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote?
Kamala Harris.
Perfect.
Kamala Harris.
Okay, mm-hmm. Thank you. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
No.
Okay, nothing at all.
A few things, but I don't really listen. When he comes on, I change the station. I never was interested in him.
I understand. And what you've read, seen, or heard recently about him made you more or less favorable towards him?
Make me less favorable of that.
Less favorable. Okay. Thank you so much. And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards Donald Trump?
He's lying continuously.
Okay.
He doesn't know the truth.
Okay. Let me record that continuously. Thank you so much. And now I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement is very convincing reason for you to vote for her. 5 means it's somewhat convincing. 0 means that it's not at all convincing reason to support her for president. You may use any number from 0 to 10. Let's start with the following. The politics, as usual, isn't working for working people. We need something different, a reset, a change from the same old, and for the first time in over a decade, we have the chance for that. Harris will make history as our first Black woman president, but more important right now is the change she represents from the same tired choices we have been limited to these last few years. She offers a path forward beyond the same old political fights and division. If we want change, we have to vote for a candidate that's changed. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that statement for you to vote for her?
10.
Perfect. The next one says, both Kamala Harris' parents were active in the civil rights movement, and they instill in her commitments to fight for the rights of all people. but especially those who are most vulnerable. As district attorney, she created a program to provide first-time drug offenders with the opportunity to earn a high school degree and find employment instead of sitting in prison. As Attorney General of California, she won a settlement for students and veterans who were taken advantage of by a for-profit education company, and marijuana arrests and incarcerations dropped. That makes you feel that is a very convincing reason or no?
I'm going to say a nine because I don't know a lot about that. You know, okay. I just started hearing something.
It's a nine. The next statement says, what kind of country do we want to live in? While Trump and MAGA extremists want us to live in a country of chaos, fear, and hate, Kamala Harris wants us to live in a country of freedom. Freedom to not just get by, but get ahead. To be safe from gun violence. The freedom to make decisions about your own body. The freedom to have a future in which no child lives in poverty, where we can all afford health care and no one is above the law. Kamala Harris knows that we can fight for our freedom and that if we fight, we win. That's what this election is all about. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that statement for you?
10.
Thank you so much, ma'am. And the last one, housing costs are preventing a generation from building wealth, and Kamala Harris is working to make housing more affordable. As Attorney General of California, Harris stood up to the big banks and forced them to pay back $18 billion to homeowners. And as a vice president, Harris secured $5.5 billion for affordable housing and to address homelessness across America. She also worked to pass rental assistance legislation, which helped 10 million people stay in their homes during the COVID crisis. As a president, she will make affordable house a top priority. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that for you?
10.
Thank you so much. Now, let me ask you again, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Democrat Kamala Harris, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Cornel West, for whom would you vote?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you, ma'am. Let me ask you again, and we talk a little more about elections. Would you say the upcoming 2024 presidential elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
I'll say more important because it's a lot of things going on now, and the younger people, they deserve choices, you know?
Mm-hmm. Understand. Thank you so much for that. How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Would you say very often? Often, not often, and not at all?
Not often.
Understand. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Would you say TikTok, YouTube, Twitter or X, Instagram, Facebook, or other?
Facebook. A little. Thanks. I don't really, no.
Okay, you don't really use the social media. You
no,
say.
No.
Understand.
My opinion.
It's okay. Just the last few questions for statistical purposes only. We're almost done, and I appreciate your time. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, ma'am?
2 years of college.
Thank you so much. Are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Widowed.
Thank you, ma'am. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No, I don't.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I would say moderate.
Thank you, ma'am. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? several times a year or hardly ever or never?
I would say twice a month. And if you include TV, it's about 3-4 times a week.
I understand. Thinking about the neighborhoods you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about a half, less than half, hardly any or none of your neighbors are white?
Hardly any of my neighbors are white, very few.
Understand. How would you describe the area where you live? Would you say urban, suburban, or rural?
Repeat that.
Mm-hmm. How would you describe the area where you live? Is urban, suburban, or rural?
I'd say suburban-like.
Okay. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, perfect. Were you born outside of the United States? No, right?
No.
Understand. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you, ma'am. This concludes our survey. I really appreciate your time and patience helping me with these questions. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Okay, and you do the same. Thank you.
Take care.